Ashish Tetzava, Freeing the Light, Tafshin Pei Beis, Kisat Shmaya.
Ali Shor, in Chelik Beis, page Reish Lamed, says, Kavod Leisha is Hechrich. That's something that's necessary. She has to have kavod from the husband. As the Chazanish says, She'ena Nesuos, her whole Shifa is to find favor in the eyes of her husband. Since she has to find favor in the eyes of her husband, so when you give her kavod, that shows that she found favor in your eyes. That's very important. And he says, the Iker Shalom Bayis is Tali B'Chvoida. That's what Volvo says. The Iker Shalom Bayis. And he says, the Mamash Apella, to see the whole Hatzlachas of the person, his Chayim, his Simcha, his Oysher, his Shlemis, was all Tali and Isha. And the Chazal is saying in Vamas basically that everything is Tali and Isha. It's a Pella that all these things are Tali and Isha. Because the Isha is Sasani Kirtsoinai, that the Shlemis, that Tachas Abriya, whatever that means, he says, that Sasani Kirtsoinai, that was the Tachas Abriya, was like to be like, the Shlemis is with the Isha. The Mela, all the Shlemis gets through, be Mechabit Isha properly. The Mela, you have to respect her, and you have to appreciate her and value her. A young man told me when he was a chassan, so he got engaged shortly after Sukkot. Then he flew back to his Eretz Yisrael again to learn in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And then a couple of weeks before the chassan, he flew back to America, and he went to his yeshiva, the Meir Stern Shlita, to get a chassan shmutz from his yeshiva. So he says, he sat down with his yeshiva. Yeshiva says to him, so now tell me something good about your wife, something that you value, appreciate about your wife. Like he doesn't really know her. He didn't really got engaged. And like 2 days after he got engaged, he flew back to Eretz Yisrael and probably saw her to get to know her. Bechal, I maybe spoke a little bit on the phone, but you know, and she was waiting. So finally he says, my call is like this. So explain. And like, he says, I don't know. Like, okay. And then he explains, says, okay, what else? And he's like, what's going on over here? And then he says something else, and he started giving a chassid shmuz. And in the middle of the chassid shmuz, he told him, you should know that a big yisoida of the yisoida of Shalom Bayis is how you value and appreciate your wife. And if you have that, that's come on, the whole thing. This is the idea of kavod. The yisoida of kavod is to appreciate and show her that she's special in your eyes. And you can't, if it's fake, she can feel it's fake. But if you really have something that you value your wife, you appreciate her, then she'll feel it. And she realized it. So after, this young man tells me, after he had his first child, he had a baby girl, he calls up Rav Meir Stern and says, I had a baby girl. So Rav Meir says, she bought her a present. She said, I don't have any money, I only have $200 in my bank account. She says, okay, just spend $100. So he said, I'm drowning, and that's the first thing you tell me? And then he remembered that his Rishiva Meir told him that the biggest site of a foundation of Shalom Bayis is to appreciate and value. Therefore, it's very important to show that you appreciate her and what she went through, and it's very chashiv, and you're willing to spend a nice amount in your standard because of her. That the metzius is, if you spend something very chashiv to her, that shows you're ma'ir her, and she'll appreciate it. Sometimes it doesn't have to be the amount of money. It's the thought that counts. It's like Zedel Zatzal used to always go in the Bola Chaim, Taim Ruchim, Rav Ganz, Shal Ganz, that by Rav Ganz makes, I mean, he makes it, people know. When he goes to Bris, he lets people know he's taking things for his wife. Taking things for his wife. And Zedel Epstein, when he was like 90, his wife was like 87, and he's taking Ragalach and this and that. Probably she doesn't eat this stuff anyways, and probably they have it in the refrigerator also from the last bris. But the nekuda is that her, she knows that wherever he goes, he's always thinking about her, and that shows that chashivas. It makes her feel wanted. It shows that you feel respected, and it makes her feel good. And a person has to realize her mindlessness. These miners are mindless. Many koiches, praying for every Shabbos, the many things that have to be taken care of. I don't know if a person ever went and experienced that, prepared something, and his wife is not around. My wife went with my family to America for a week. So I was going to my mother for Shabbos. So I figured Thursday night, I'll get the last bus to Ramat Beit Shemesh, and I'll first clean up the house nice, you know, not Chavit Shabbos, but still, you know, I'm already a week without a family, so it doesn't look so nice anymore. So, and I'm working, and I'm working, and getting later and later. I say, so far I didn't do anything yet, and I'm still dirty. And then I realized that it's not easy to massage their house. Maybe people are better and say that than I am. But I feel like, you know, I start have to work on it, and have to, because I don't miss the last bus. But then you realize, you know, sit back for a second and realize that Taka, she does, she works hard, and it's a big avoida, not so easy. I had a relative in was in my house once. He was sick with pneumonia, so he was in my house. And he said, oh, he's a bachur in yeshiva, and people calling up, how are you doing? He said he, like, took over the couch. And my wife comes to me and says, I'm very upset. Why? He said on the phone, he says, yeah, I'm doing nothing, I feel like a lady. That's what he says on the phone. I feel like the whole day I'm doing nothing like a lady. That's unfortunate, people. And maybe that's how we all feel when we have to start thinking about it and take notice of what they do and the qualities that they have. Now, not some ladies are not so masudim. Maybe men are, but there are other things. She excels in cooking and maybe does and seder. Maybe she's very loyal. She dresses sneers. There are nukudis that a person can find in every person's wife. Maybe she has a chesmen, maybe she's street smart, maybe she has a seichel yosher, you know, and sometimes men get ripped off by people they buy and they say, oh, I just bought this new thing, it's gevaldik, what do I need it for? Oh, I don't know, I didn't think about that. You know, and why sometimes, or sometimes, maybe it's the opposite, but they have certain milis that you don't have, and they are mashlim, the chesronis that you have, therefore you have to appreciate it for those milis. And the person has to think about those things and be more those nakudis in order that the person should have respect, real respect for his wife. And Chazal tell us, Ritzoyne shel Adam zo kvoide. What does a person want? That's the covet. Right? Doesn't mean if you happen to like tuna fish and your wife likes cottage cheese, so you have to give her cottage cheese. I'm giving a simple example. Things that just because you like something doesn't mean they like it. You have to do what they want. Now Chazal tell us in Shabbos that I didn't call my house my Isha. Isha called her Basi. What does that mean, you call my wife my house? Because Chazal telling us that the house and the Isha are very, very together. And the feeling a wife has to the house is very mekusha to herself. And that's an extension of her. It's a yad, a richter, it's an extension of her. And therefore, you have to respect her and what her values and what she appreciates in the house. You like a nice house, it's very nice, but it's a David study. By her, it's part. Imagine you have a seat in yeshiva, you have your shelf with your stuff and your bag, whatever you have, your place, and you come one day and it's farm taken out, this and that, you're all upset. When you have a desk, you have a desk in your house and you know, everything's set up a certain way, and then someone makes a big mess, you're very bothered. Oh, my stuff, who touched it, and this and that. By her, it's the whole house that way. So part of kavod is to give the respect that she wants, is to let her try to make a house a certain way, an avira, v'derech, atoyah, v'ada, but she wants to have a certain atmosphere in the house, a certain way set up. But by you, it doesn't make a difference if the chair is like this, or it's a little closer, a little further. And what do you care if the fork is on this side of the plate, or on that side, the front, the back, or under the plate? What's the difference? You eat it and finish. But it has a certain look, and by her it means much more. And if you return shalom hu kvoidei, that's covet, is respecting her. Now maybe you can't live up to her standards of neatness. Maybe you could, maybe you can't. But that's not the kudah. You have to understand where she's coming from and feel for her. Ad kei kach that Chasam Yaman, when he came to Eretz Yisrael to live here, he bought a house and wanted to buy furniture. So his wife was a very, very big pashtun. Mamish pashtun. And she didn't want nothing fancy. Mamish, the simplest furniture shayach. But he felt, you know, he needs something more than that. So she gave in to him, and they bought something more on a higher class. Even that, you know, can't say so fancy. And then he thought, he asked her, Rabbi Finkel, what if he did the right thing. Rabbi Finkel said, it's her territory. The house is her territory. If she wants something pushed, then you do pushed. That's not. Don't get involved in her territory. She's allowed to have it. Again, it has to work with the budget. It has to work with the bitoridik. But in general, a young man comes to me a couple weeks ago. Son's a chassan. Very nice. Son's a chassan. Now, the minig of the kala is the one who usually chooses the houseware, the plates, and all different things. And he doesn't like his kala's taste. Doesn't like his kala's taste. Well, how does he know? Because he goes to sit by his shver, and he doesn't like the plates that they have by the Shabbos table. So he doesn't really, he wants to go with the kala and choose out all the different things. Now, some people could do it, but you have to be, I tell you, he's a little dangerous. You know, he's starting off already before he gets married already with the kala. It's not so healthy. Because you're showing that I don't like your taste. You know, the chacham, I'm not saying what you couldn't do it, but you have to realize that it's the house is hers. House is hers, and she has the right to choose what she likes, and you should mevater yourself to her because that's what she's living with. The whole day, the whole ruach, the whole thing, this and that, everything is her. So you have to give into what her tzaddis are because that's her, the bias is more her. Things that bother you, so on. You have to mevater because this is a nekuda which is very important to her, the way her house, she did the whole entire day. If you be the whole entire day also, so I hear maybe you have a right to the suicide, which this and that. But even so, the Chazal tells us it's her, and she's living there, that's her whole being. A derechal, a lady, and like the lady, why Chazal tells us that a lady likes clothing for Simchas Yontif, and a man likes food. Because the men are very practical, right? Tastes good, and that's it. Lady, when they serve food, it's not just the food, it's the whole background, and the ambience, and the setting, and what's the front, and the back, and how it's served, and how it looks, the bar, right? You ever know as a kiddush, you go to the kiddush of the men, it's, you know, a sliced kokosh cake, and I don't know, something else, and the lady, it's beautiful things, and they never touch it, and they probably can make it out of plastic, because they can serve it for the next kiddush, and what's the difference? They don't, because the point is not that what you're eating, it's the beauty. And for the man, it's more practical. I know my daughter, she told me after during the first 2 months she got married, she, you know, you have to go to your husband's friend's chasanas. So she was by the chasanas, she had nothing to do. So she figured, like, she cares what's going on the men's side. And she said she never saw so much food being eaten by the bachurim's table. I couldn't imagine. She couldn't see. You know, that's something. That's a man. A man's more into the gashmis, and the lady's more into the whole surrounding. It's a different midah, and therefore the house is something you have to respect. A younger man is trying to help out his wife for cleaning for Pesach. So you know, to clean the table for Pesach. So she gives him a brush and a shistel or something, some water with some soap, and he's going to clean. And she goes to the shopping in the Makolet. So he figures, like, you know, I'll just grab this and that. Take a garbage pail full of water and soap. I'll pour it all over the whole table. And I'll get everything at one time. Everything will be nissel, chilas, kelev, and shalma Yisrael. I'll make a bigger mess. What's the difference? So kach, what he did, he took it all, made a big mess. And she comes home in the middle and looks like there's a marble in the house. And she starts screaming, "What did you do? I can't trust you for anything. I've charata even asked you." And he's like thinking, this is what I get for helping out. That's the thanks. Because you don't understand that where she's coming from. The house has to be a certain surah. And you don't respect her. And you don't, maybe you should make her, if she goes far away, you could do it. Because by the time she comes home, I'm not sure that it'll be clean. Because I don't know if you know how to clean. But in theory. But because you have to understand, she's getting upset because the house is something which is very important to her. It's very chavav to her. And by respecting her, how she wants to set up a house is very important. It's very important to kuda. And a person has to think what her tzaddis are. How does she like things? Even though sometimes you don't understand why. But that's the way things are. A person has to understand what her desires. That's, they have to understand her teva. And that's one of the teva is, that's for the house. Why they can't have? What's the big deal that this paper, you know, every single Gemara and every single Sefer can't have anything, tissue paper sticking out of it, this and that. Like, what's the big deal? There's a bookmark. It doesn't look nice. I'm not looking at it. I want to learn. But you have to respect her. Maybe it's not. It's hard for you. Maybe you can't do it, but you have to understand where she's coming from. Another Nakuda, which is the very important to understand. If you understand something, you can respect her with her Teva. This I saw from Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt was 25, 30 years ago, Mashkiach in South Fallsburg. He wrote a Sefer on Shalom Bayis. He says that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Tesvav Tes, says the husband should not be otiv v'loy roiges. He should not, the atmosphere has to be in the house not sad. Otiv didn't have depression in those days, so it's not the word depressing. Melancholy is the word maybe. I'm not sure exactly my translation. Otiv v'loy roiges. He should not come home and make a matzav of anger in the house. And then afterwards, the next halacha, the Rambam says, chiyuvim of the wife. Now, it doesn't say that the wife should not get angry. So you think maybe women don't get angry. So that's maybe before you get married. But we know that women do get angry. So he says, Amar de Kazakh. There's a Gemara in Brachas that the case, there was a Remeir did not send, did not, Nachman was, lo shalach kois bracha to Yalta, his wife. Not a mayor, and he didn't tell Yalta's wife. So kama bezira, she got off with bezira, v'tarva dalad meos bnei chamer. She destroyed 400 barrels of wine. So he says, usually you find the word kas in Chazal, you find the word roiges, and by the only time you find a Chazal the lashon zira, which means like an explosion, is by a lady. She says the lady has a midah that they can control their anger at a certain point, and then they explode. And therefore, Chazal, the Rambam says there's no halacha that a lady should not be bekas, because that's not the teva of a lady. Kosh Baruch Hu made it that teva of a lady, she got very upset, she could explode, and she has zero. Sometimes he brings down the Chazal saying, when you have a cloudy day, and then there's a little opening for the sun, it's very strong. So that's a lady also. Sometimes she could suppress it until it comes out through a small thing, and it comes out murder stark. So he says a husband can have control. A lady is more emotional, and she doesn't have control. And therefore, it's not something like, oh, ladies, you have no control. Hashem made it that way, that they are more emotional in order to raise children, in order to make beauty, and in order to have that relationship of daitim kalois. And now that she has, he's saying, Chazal, the lady of Amido, that they get very angry. And they lose it. And you shouldn't be like, get all upset. Because that's, Hashem made it that they don't have the capability to overcome the anger like a man. A man has to be below your regis. He has control. And he has to set the tone in the house. And he has to be overcome. Even when she's very upset, you know, it's just her teva. And she's not angry at you. Like he said, someone came over. I said, I came home Erev Shabbos, and I came in. There was the snow, and I got the snow on the floor in Erev Shabbos. And he started screaming at me. I'm pushing, afraid to come home for Erev Shabbos. That's what the guy told Rav Goldschmidt. So he asked him, "What do you think? She hates you? Don't look at the anger. Look at the siba. Why is she getting angry? Because she made the whole house Chavad Shabbos, and her Matara wants to have a beautiful house the Chavad Shabbos, and now you ruined the whole house." You wrote the whole matziv. So she can't be sorry for that. She's not screaming at you. She's screaming at that the matar, what she wanted, was gone. And she realized that. So it's not so easy to deal with it. But you realize it's that the nature. Once it's the nature, and that's not like out to get you, it's just that how she deals with the situation, then she's not screaming at you. A lot of times you'll call a wife on the phone, let's say, she'll scream at you, or you leave right in the morning, she'll get upset at you. And the whole day you're busy thinking about it. And she already forgot about it a half hour later. She's all gone. And you're humming home, still like ready to fight. And this and that. And she has like smile and like as if nothing happened. Why? Because that's what happened. She went up, it exploded, it's gone, finished. And if a person realizes that even when you're being attacked, she's not attacking you, she's attacking at the situation, then it doesn't make it. That just just accepted, but it makes it easier to understand that the whole Nakud is not, she's not something to scream at you. And there are most people do not think when they talk. So you never take things, anything for anybody to heart. But Prat, a wife, when she, that's the teva, she has no control, more or less control than a man. Feed the Rambam, only the man is a chrais and not the regis, but it doesn't say anywhere the lady can't get angry, because that's the teva. That's the teva. And the more a person would understand where she's coming from, like the mashal, we understand that, you know, a person decides he wants to help his wife, had a hard day. Erev Shabbos, he also had a hard day, Erev Shabbos, he had to go shopping, and other aren't hard things, so he comes, wants to relax. So he sits down to his nice piece of kugel and some cold coke or, I don't know, cake and coffee, and he wants to relax and enjoy. And she says, can you give him some chalent? You know, he's just, mom's getting into the junior Ted deep inside, you know, or the junior mishpacha, whatever it is. And he has to moisten nefesh, and he puts the ladle from the chalent onto the counter, and it makes it drips on the floor. And she says, you ruined everything. What is it? I was moisten nefesh to take myself out of that, you know, serialized, you know, story, and then she's giving me. But the nekuda is because by her it's the house, it's the beauty, it's everything, and you're starting to ruin it. But I'll give you an example. Imagine a person gets after he's married, he has this fancy new hat, you know, and you know, he sits down to learn a Friday night, and puts down the hat by the table next to him. Puts it there, and then he starts to learn, and he looks at it again, make sure it didn't fall off, and make sure everything. And she takes the hat, she wants to fill it up, she takes it, pick it up, and like throws it onto the table. What'd you do? What's the big deal? I don't know. Or actually, you put it on the couch, and she sat on your hat. This, you know, fancy, you know, carpet covered, luxurious hat. And she stepped on it. She sat on it. So you need two items, one for you, one for her. Because what, right, that you understand. Now you understand that she sits on your hat, you ruin it, but it's just because your hat. By her, it's the whole house. The house is her. And the more you respect her, the more you value her, the more you appreciate her and her mindless, and it's something that she wants to make a good house, a good atmosphere. To why? For you. Everything's for you. And therefore she gets upset at you because now she can't show you a nice house. And she made it for you and now you ruined it. And now she failed what she wanted to accomplish, and she gets upset. And the more a person understands the Teva of Isha, the more a person appreciates her mindless, that brings the coven. And Meila, that will bring a Yachas. And Volba says that the Iker Shalom Bais is based on the coven. The more a person does it, he'll talk of Yizoycha to more Shalom Bais.